Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Welcome in, Heather Baker. Of course.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Heather Baker, how you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well. Of course, David is over in England. He texted me this morning, and he was at Heathrow, so he may be in the air right now. Who knows? And then Roger is down in Mexico, but this is the last edition of Morning Mayhem without those two. They'll be back on
Monday.
You
got the JV today, Heather. That's what we're saying. So here is your challenge if you choose to accept it. I am going home and watching Arkansas baseball tonight and Arkansas softball tonight, like I watched Arkansas softball last night. Your challenge is to show an old sedentary man like myself, what do I need to do in and around the city this weekend to get out of my chair to quit watching hog sports?
All right, I got you. But I got to tell you what my thing is to eat in the car. Can I tell you all that?
Yes.
Bring it on. Please.
Okay, so you were just talking about a bowl of strawberries. Well, last week somebody sent me one of those fruit bouquets, and they're on the stick. You know, the fruit's on the stick, and they've got cellophane around it, and it's real pretty. So I'm in the car driving, and I decided I really wanted one of those strawberries. So I've got it, and I'm trying to unwrap the cellophane with one hand, and there's these giant strawberries on a stick with chocolate on them. Y'all, I had that smeared on my face. It was all over my clothes. I was trying to get home because my husband was going to freak out because I have white leather seats in my car. There was chocolate all over my car seat. That is something you definitely do not want to eat in the car, said by Heather Baker.
Chocolate has the melting point's too low. Yes. It leads to all kinds of problems. It just does.
Well, no thin candy. Sure.
Totally.
I learned this definitely from eating the little chocolate donuts, which they get in those hot hands and it melts. And yeah, but they're so good.
While we're off topic, how do you apply your toothpaste and water? Do you go water, toothpaste, water? Do you go toothpaste, water? Or do you just put the toothpaste in your mouth?
Okay, so I only use iodized alkaline water, y'all. So I have a pump that runs into my bathroom. And so I rinse my toothbrush off every morning with a bacterial water, and then I apply toothpaste that has no fluoride onto my toothbrush, and then I put it under the water, the clean water that has no chemicals in it, and then I brush my teeth. So it's like a process for me every day.
No wonder you're so youthful and healthy. Good grief. What hope do the rest of us have that, like, use contaminated water and I'm throwing my toothbrush is coming out of a cup that has all kinds of other toothbrushes and hadn't been cleaned probably in 6 months. So, you know, you're at a whole other stratosphere from us.
Crawling on there.
Well, yes. It's a
you
wonder
can come
I'm still
over here
alive.
And I'll fill up a container of ionized alkaline water for you to go drink it at, and I will do that for any of my friends.
Very good. I got to work on that. Yeah.
What do we got going on in the natural state?
Okay,
this
so
weekend?
Let's talk about. Yeah, let's talk about this weekend. So we've got the Old Fort Days Rodeo, and that's going on at Fort Smith. So cowboys from all over the world are competing for the largest prize purses in Arkansas. Tickets are only $20, so you're going to have that bronc riding, bull riding, bareback riding, calf barrel, barrel racing, team roping, and steer wrestling. So that will be a sight to see. We also have the 2026 UAMS Health Open. So this is the Association of Tennis Professionals, the ATP Tour, and it's coming right here to Little Rock, featuring men's singles and double match play with some of the highest-ranked tennis players in the world. And I know you have people on all the time playing tennis here. This is the ultimate event people want to check out for sure. It is free. They are asking for donations, so you can show up to that. It's at Regimen Tennis Center here in Little Rock, and it'll be going on all weekend, so you can check out those times on our website at aymag.com. In Wynn, Arkansas, the reason I'm mentioning this is a little bit out of the way, but it's their 50th anniversary to have Wynn Farm Fest. So this is going to be 5 decades of family farming coming together, having a massive lineup of carnival rides, concerts, tournaments, car shows, and vendors. So that'll be going on in Wynn, Arkansas, all weekend long. So if you want to take a car ride out to there, the Arkansas Travelers are playing. And because of the weather, they're going to have a doubleheader tonight starting at 5 o'clock. So we're hoping that weather clears out so you can see two games tonight. Now, here you go. Houston Preacher, here you go.
Here
so the Museum of Automobiles 50th Anniversary Golden Jubilee is going on. So this is, you know, the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute.
Petty Jean, absolutely.
Yes, 50th anniversary. But Bo Duke, just a good old boy, he will be there tonight himself. So I had to look up a picture of him because, I mean, he was so hot. I mean, that's the show I never missed.
Is that Schneider?
I mean, he was
that
so
was John.
Hot.
That was Schneider and not Tom Wopat.
Yes. And John. He has aged. Oh, my goodness. He is about 66 years old, but he is definitely aged. It looks definitely different. But y'all can meet him tonight. Tickets for this are $20. They're also going to have Clark Kent's adopted father from Smallville there. So then you can watch the cruise in. Now, that's on Saturday morning, and I've done that multiple years in a row. It's so much fun. And then they're going to have Eddie Munster there because, you know, he has that legendary Eddie's Chopper car.
Butch
have
Patrick.
Out of the car event?
Ryan Day.
Eddie Munster.
Yes. So you can pay $5 and have a photo made with him. But there's so many unique cars and experiences out there. They pull them up and just like looking at all the iconic Cadillacs from the day and these cars, and they're so preserved and beautiful. So that's definitely something I challenge everybody to get out and see. We've also got the Highland Dairy Youth Classic. So this is a new youth softball team event that's going to be in Arkansas for surrounding states. And it's at the Majestic Park in Hot Springs. And there's also going to be one going on at the City of Colleges Park in Conway. So the times of this tournament will vary. You can check that out as well. One of my favorite events is the Rock Creek Car Show. And I actually even put one of my supercars in this show for people to check out. But if you just love cars and you're in Little Rock and you want to stop by Rock Creek, you can do that. If they have supercars, they have mod cars, they have old trucks, new trucks, trucks that are, you know, those old Silverados that were on your papa's farm from 85 that are barely hanging on with breasts on them. They even have those in there, too. So this is a great car show to go check out. Are y'all car lovers?
Absolutely. Yeah. We come from Flint, Michigan,
ride,
the birthplace of General Motors, my dear.
There you go. So what's your favorite car?
Oh, my goodness. Corvettes have always been up at the top of the list for those GM muscle heads.
I like those old Cadillacs.
The old Cadillacs were pretty cool. I mean, our town was called Buick City. They had at one time 8 factories in Flint that had 88,000 employees. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have nothing, and nobody lives there anymore. It's really sad.
What about you, Christian? What's your favorite car?
That's a great question that I don't necessarily have the answer to off the top of my head.
A Prius.
Would it be something new?
He's a little liberal. He's a Prius driver.
Definitely be something old.
Something older.
Todd, do you have one?
Give me a 56 Chevy.
Okay.
Any day of the week.
Now, if you go to that Wynn Rockefeller Car Museum that they have up there, you'll see Auburns, you'll see Duesenbergs, you'll see Cords.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, Indiana made some luxury cars like 100 years ago, but they all went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The Lodge just down the street from there is a good place to have dinner.
It is. They have good food there. They do. Petty Jean's a nice place. Well, Heather, you've given me many possibilities of getting out of my Barca lounger and going out and enjoying life.
You need to go watch some of that tennis.
Yeah.
I went over there.
They've had such bad weather, though. It's been raining on them
the whole
time. I
went over there Wednesday or Thursday during lunch just for 30 minutes, an hour.
There's some dudes over there.
I mean, you walk right up. It's free, and there's pro tennis players just ripping it.
Crazy. Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, so we'll have all the rest of our events on aymag.com. So, you know, these are just some of the events that are in Central Arkansas, but we have events that are all over the state. So if you want to get in your car and drive to Fort Smith, check it out. We've got Northwest Arkansas events. We've got events that lead all the way up to Memphis. And then we'll have all of the music lineup, all the sporting events as well on aymag.com, so you can check that out. But I challenge you to definitely check out one of the car shows this weekend. There's definitely some more on the list, but it is a spectacular sight to see all of these unique cars for us to view.
Heather, good job as always, my dear.
Well, I hope to see you soon. It's getting time to be Touchdown Club.
I can't wait.
Every week.
Can't wait. Going to be here before you know it.
It is. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
You too.